Welcome to a message from Oasis Church. For more information about Oasis Church and how you can get connected, please visit myoasischurch.com. Thanks for listening and enjoy the message.
Well, 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 it is always, always a treat for us to come here. And I tell you, my wife was having a hard time deciding to be with me and Pastor Mark and Sister Phyllis or to be with her mom and dad. And so you know who won out because I'm by myself. Praise the Lord. Amen. So, but anyway, we live in Georgia and they live in Oklahoma, so we don't get to see them a whole lot. And they just came into town on Thursday. And so her mom and dad are there, and he's actually starting a revival today. So she's in service with him. Praise God. Amen. She don't get to hear her daddy preach as much as used to. She had to be made to hear him preach. But now she gets to hear him preach. Amen. So praise God. But she is being blessed this morning. And we just want to say thank you for allowing us to be here. Thank you, Pastor Mark, Sister Phyllis. We love you guys. Appreciate it. How many love your pastors? Amen. Come on, give it up for your pastors. Praise God. Can I have a little bit more volume if you don't mind, brother? Sorry. But we appreciate them so very much. It has been a long time since we've met, first time. And, you know, I was just in Ohio back a couple of weeks ago in October, and I was trying to remember, and me and Greg have been friends this year 25 years because we met in Bible college. And so sometimes time just gets away from you. We begin to think, and I was like, 25 years, praise the Lord, amen. Didn't know I was that old. But anyway, me and my wife celebrated 20 years this past August of marriage, amen, hallelujah. So in case you don't know us, we are traveling ministers, and we have three lovely children. We have a son named Hayden, is 16. He's a junior starting left tackle on the football team. We are undefeated. We went to the state championship last year. We lost, came in second. This year we're undefeated. We just won the first round of playoffs this past Friday night. So we're just believing God to help us. Amen. And my son is believing God to help him to be a platform that he could speak from. He is the leader of our FCA there, right there in our huddle of our high school. And he is a great man of God. I just have to brag on him. It's not about me. It's all about what Jesus has done. And when teachers grab you, teacher came and found me last Friday night. Not this Friday, but last Friday. A teacher came and grabbed me on the field. She actually grabbed Hayden. She said, "Who is this?" And he said, "This is my dad." And this teacher pulls off her glasses and starts crying and said, "I don't know what you have done, and I don't know how you've done it. But can I tell you, this boy has more of God in him than any child I've ever seen." And so when a teacher finds you after a game and tells you that in the middle of a football field, it kind of grips your heart. So I'm thankful for my kids. Amen. Ashton, our daughter, is 14, and she's the same way. She is full of God, goes to FCA and prays with her cheerleading team before they cheer, and she's a great leader. And then we're modern-day Abraham and Sarah, so now we have a four-year-old. Praise the Lord. The only thing that we're excited about this year is that all three of them are in school. Hallelujah. Amen. We made it. Praise God. So we got a preschooler, a ninth grader, and 11th grader. Hallelujah. We were almost done just to think about that. Amen. But the goodness of the Lord brings another one. Amen. No, just kidding. But hallelujah. But God is good. Amen. And so I'm going to get into the Word because I got to give you this. Amen. And so I pray that you are ready. How many are ready this morning? Amen. And so I am going to spit out, I mean, not literally spit, but I'm going to spit out a lot of scriptures, okay? So you can get the, hopefully, CD, DVD, rewatch it, rehear it, whatever you need to do. But I want to show you a couple of verses. So I know you have the capability. If you can, if you're not, that's fine. But Hebrews chapter 11. I'm going to start here. I'm not going to end here. I'm going to talk. I'm going to start with faith, but I'm not going to, I mean, I am going to end with faith, but it's going to be a different subject. So Hebrews chapter 11 is going to go a little bit different this morning. So just hang with me. All right. Amen. So Hebrews chapter 11, I'm going to read out of the Amplified Version. I just feel like it brings it to light maybe a little bit more so that you can understand it. If you don't like the Amplified, then don't judge me. Just as judge-free zone. Amen. Judgment-free zone right here. Amen. Hallelujah. So Hebrews chapter 11, verse 1. Now faith is the assurance, the confirmation, the title deed of things we hope for, being the proof of things we do not see, and the conviction of the reality of faith perceiving as real fact what is not revealed to the senses. For by faith, trust, and holy fervor born of faith, the men of old had divine testimony born to them and obtained a good report. Verse 3, by faith we understand that the worlds during the successive ages were framed, fashioned, put in order, and equipped for their intended purpose by the word of God, so that what we see was not made of out of things which are visible. Verse 4, prompted, actuated by faith, Abel brought God a better and more acceptable sacrifice than Cain, because of which it was testified of him that he was righteous, that he was upright and in right standing with God, and God bore witness by accepting and acknowledging his gifts. And though he died, yet through the incident, he is still speaking. Verse 5, because of faith, Enoch was caught up and transferred to heaven so that he did not have a glimpse of death. He was not found because God had translated him, for even before he was taken to heaven, he received testimony still on record today that he had pleased and been satisfactory to God. Now, I'm going to take you back real quick. How many remember being in kindergarten? Praise the Lord, none of you. All right, let me remind you. When you was in kindergarten, you got a report card. You didn't get A, B, C, D, or F's. You got a S or you got a U. And what did S mean? All S's mean satisfactory. If you didn't listen, if you didn't obey, you didn't do your work, you got a U, which meant unsatisfactory. I don't know about you, but when I stand before God, I want my life to give me a big old S, that I was satisfactory to the Lord, to the Word, and to His will. How many are with me? Can you say amen? And so he was satisfactory to God. Watch verse 6. But without faith, it is impossible to please, and watch this, be satisfactory to Him. So in order to get an S with God, you got to use your faith. Well, praise the Lord. Without faith, it's impossible to please God. And so he says, without faith, it's impossible to please and be satisfactory to Him. So whoever, and so you know what I'm saying? Look, there's nothing like a test, but there's nothing like an open book test. He's telling you right here, how you gonna get an S on your report card and in your life? Just use your faith. It's an open book test. He's telling you the answer. Amen. So how are you going to get an S with God? How are you going to be satisfactory to God? Use your faith. For whoever would come near to God must necessarily believe that God exists and that He is a rewarder of those who earnestly and diligently seek Him out. How many are glad you for the word? Can you say amen? Now, we all know what faith is, a substance. The substance is the confidence that we have in God or in His word. Faith is a substance of things hoped for. The evidence, what is evidence? It's proof. How many know that we're living proof that God exists? We're living proof that faith works. We're living proof that Jesus saves, Jesus delivers, Jesus heals, Jesus provides. How many know we're living proof? Amen. So we have not only confidence, we not only have confidence, but we have confidence in the proof. Look what the Lord has done for me, if that's proof enough. Amen. I thank God for what He's done for you, but if He ain't done anything for you, you got the proof right here to look at. Look what He's done for me. Amen. So my confidence is in the proof of what God can do, will do, and has already done. Amen. And so faith is a lifestyle. We all know this. And so there's three ways to your heart. Your eye gate, of course, what you see, your mouth gate, what you say, and your ear gate. And so I want to talk really quick about the ear gate. And how many know Romans 10:17 says, faith comes by what? Hearing, and that Greek word, you all know this, repetitious, means hearing and hearing and hearing and hearing and hearing and hearing and hearing, hearing. And hearing by the what? Not somebody else's testimony. Not hearing somebody else talk. Not hearing somebody complaining. Not hearing a song. No, no, no. It said hearing by the word of God. So how does faith come? Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by how? The word of God. So watch this. The beginning, the progress, and the strength of faith is by hearing. Now notice this. You must hear first. Romans says this. You must believe with your heart and confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus, and then and only then shall that be saved. How do you believe with your heart? Because you heard a preacher tell you that Jesus died on the cross for your sins, that Jesus rose again on the third day, that Jesus is alive and well sitting at the right hand of the Father, and He's making intercession for you and for me. He died on the cross just for you so that you could go from being lost to being saved, from going to hell to now you're going to heaven. How many are glad that Jesus saves today? Amen? Amen. So how did you get saved? You first had to hear about Jesus, then you believe Jesus, then you confess Jesus, and so then you receive Jesus. Anybody with me? So you can't get to the other steps unless you first heard. Anybody with me? So hearing is important. Do you know this? A baby in the womb knows mom and daddy's. You can't see that baby. Yeah, you take the ultrasound. You can see it through a video, but you can't physically see that baby, but that baby knows your voice. Amen. Why? Because the first thing that the baby does is hear. A baby in the womb can hear. The baby can't see you. You can't see the baby, but the baby can hear you. And isn't it something all through life, God give us two ears so that we would listen more than we would talk. And at the end of life, when somebody's on the deathbed, my grandmother just went home to be with the Lord this year. And I had the privilege. I flew out to Oklahoma and preached. And while I was in Oklahoma, they put her on hospice and brought her home. And I was praying that she wouldn't pass away till I got back home. I flew back on Monday. And I went and seen her Monday. On Tuesday morning, I got up. And in my spirit came up this song. What a day. I'm not going to sing it, but I'll say it. Because you'll start leaving. Amen. What a day that will be when my Jesus I shall see. When I look upon His face. The wonder of His saving grace. So my grandmother grew up listening to Southern gospel music all my life. So on Saturday, she'd be vacuuming with that radio blasting. I mean, every Saturday morning, that's what I grew up with. And I remember she fried hamburgers every Saturday night. We watched Hee Haw every Saturday night. We watched, amen, y'all remember. And then we watched Atlanta Braves right after that every Saturday night, 7:05 and 7:35. Amen. Come on now, TBS. And so sometimes we'd watch wrestling. But anyway, so I walked in on that Tuesday morning into her house. She's laying on her deathbed. And so I didn't know all the children would be there. I didn't know all four kids would be there. My mom's the oldest. And I said, I got to do something. I said, if y'all want to come around, that's fine. And I laid my phone, this phone right here, and I laid it on her chest. And I started playing that song. And my granny had not responded since she's been home on hospice. She hadn't opened her eyes. She hadn't done anything. Soon as I hit play, because I knew this was her favorite song, and it just rose up in my spirit, she went just like that right there. And I said, Granny, I said, Granddad is waiting on you. I said, but most importantly, Jesus is waiting on you. I said, it's all right. I said, you lived a good life. You're going to heaven. Less than 4 hours later, she'd gone to heaven. I said, less than 4 hours later, she'd gone to heaven. Amen. What's the point? The last thing to go in your life is your hearing. Well, I just missed somebody right there. Amen. It's so important when you go to the hospital. They might not have their eyes open. They might not be conscious. They might even be on a breathing machine. But guess what? They can hear you. That's why you never go to the hospital to talk defeat. You go in the hospital and talk victory. Why? Because your faith's got to link up with their faith and pull them out of where they are. They are not ready to go to heaven. Listen, we got to pull them out so they can still live this life. There's nobody to save in heaven. Quit being in a hurry to go to heaven. Amen. There's nobody to heal in heaven. They're already healed. Amen. Don't be in a hurry to get to heaven. I wish Jesus would come back. Why? There's too many people still lost. Amen. So why am I saying to you, our hearing is the first in the womb, but our hearing is the last before we go to heaven. So how many know I believe hearing is important? Anybody with me? Amen. I got to hurry. And so choices that we make a lot of times depends on whether we're building faith or not. Can I tell you, it's important what we're listening to. It's important, watch this, not only what we're listening to, it's important who we're listening to. Why? Because who you're listening to will determine how far you go with God, will determine how much faith sometimes that you will have and believe for a certain situation. You can't just believe anybody and everybody, but you don't need to be sharing everything with everybody either. Amen. Why? Because some people ain't where you are. Is that all right to say? That's a Georgia term, ain't. You know what an ain't is? That's what you stomp on. No, I'm just kidding. But anyway, not everybody is on your level. Amen. I don't mean you're greater than they are, but what I'm saying is spiritual level. Everybody's on a different level. So watch. So the thing is, it's important to listen to the right things. Anybody with me today? It's important to hear. So watch this. I want to read this and I'm going to get somewhere. So hang, listen. And I'm going to just quote these scriptures. John 10, 27 says this, "My sheep hear my voice and I know them and they follow me." Romans 10, 17, "So faith comes by hearing and hearing by the word of God." Jeremiah 33, 3, "Call to me and I will answer you and I will tell you great and hidden things that you have not known." How are you going to hear? I mean, how are you going to know what God's telling you? Because you're listening to what God's telling you. You're hearing. Hearing is just as important as speaking. Amen. And so John 8, 47, "Whoever is of God hears the words of God. The reason why you do not hear them is that you are not of God." Isaiah 30, 21, "And your ears shall hear a word behind you saying, this is the way. Walk in it. When you turn to the right and when you turn to the left." John 16, 13. "When the Spirit of truth comes, he will guide you into all truth. For he will not speak of his own authority, but whatever he hears," watch this, "even he hears, and whatever he hears, he speaks. And he will declare to you the things that are to come." Luke 11, 28. "But he said, blessed rather are those who hear the word of God and keep it." Yeah. How you gonna be blessed? Hear the word and keep it. You can't keep it unless you first hear it. Amen. Hebrews 4:12, "For the word of God is living and active, sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing to dividing of the soul and spirit, of joints and marrow, and discerning thoughts and intentions of the heart." Listen. Here's the verse that struck me. John 6:63. "It is the Spirit who gives life. The flesh is no help at all." Watch this. "The words that I've spoken to you are spirit and they are life." The words that I have spoken to you. Jesus said, "I come that you may have life and life more abundantly." A lot of people are discouraged and they don't understand why they're not full of life or full of joy or full of peace. Can I tell you, it all comes from the word. Amen. If you're listening to the wrong thing, it's going to produce death. It's going to produce discouragement. It's not going to produce life. The word gives life. Amen. So listen to this verse. He said here, listen to this. Hebrews 2:1, and then I'll go on. "Therefore, we must pay much closer attention." Listen, pay much closer attention to what we have heard. I mean, no, we've heard enough sermons to turn the world upside down. But we got to pay more attention to what we have heard. Watch what he says. "Lest we drift away from it." Lest we drift away from it. How many know that's what we're living in today? Amen. A lot of people wanting to be told how good they are. Amen. But I can tell you, you got to stay with the word. Amen. If you're not getting the word and you're not hearing the word, you're not living the word, you're not speaking the word, you ain't going to have word living. Come on, somebody. And if you want word living, what's word living? You're blessed when you come in. You're blessed when you go out. You're blessed in the city. You're blessed in the field. Everybody wants to be blessed, but I can tell you this. The blessed is not just talking about money. Blessed is when your whole house is saved and serving God with you. Come on, somebody. When your children rather stay home with their parents like us instead of go out and where they shouldn't be with the wrong friends. Come on, somebody. Amen. And so blessed is full of joy. Blessed is full of peace. It's not about just the money. Amen. But it is including money. Amen. Why? Because the Lord's going to bless you. Well, hallelujah. Anybody with me today? Amen. So we're talking about hearing. Anybody got their hearing ears on right now? All right. Luke chapter 4. Here we go. Luke chapter 4. I'm going to turn it over there. Luke chapter 4. Get your listening ears on. Amen. Luke chapter 4. The greatest thing I can tell you right now is don't say, "Well, I've heard this before." Because I'm telling you, every time you read the word, it gives brand new revelation if you'll hear, if you'll open up to receive. It may be something that you haven't seen before, because there's brand new revelation the Lord wants to show you. Anybody say amen? Amen. So Luke chapter 4, you all know this scripture. I won't read all of it to you, but let's skip down to verse 16. So Jesus, we all know this is Jesus talking, or they're talking about Jesus. He came to Nazareth, that Nazareth where he had been brought up, and he entered the synagogue as was his custom on the Sabbath day, and he stood up to read. And there was handed to him the roll of the book of the prophet Isaiah. He opened, unrolled the book, and found the place where it was written, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me." Stop right there. Look at me. Say this with me. Say, "The Spirit, of the Lord is upon me." Say it again. Say, "The Spirit, of the Lord is upon me." It's upon you. You know why I can say it's upon you? It's upon Jesus. How many are saved in the building? Can you just say amen? Amen. If you're saved, you have the anointed one and his anointing living on the inside of you. So if Jesus is anointed, if the Spirit of the Lord is upon Jesus and Jesus on the inside of you, guess what? You're anointed too. I said you're anointed too. The Spirit of the Lord is upon you too. So say it again. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me. And he has anointed me, the anointed one, the Messiah, to preach the good news, the gospel, to the poor. He has sent me to announce or release to the captives and recovery of sight to the blind, to send forth as delivered those who are oppressed, who are downtrodden, who are bruised, who are crushed, and are broken down by calamity. Can I tell you today that the Spirit of the Lord is upon us? The Spirit of the Lord is upon Jesus, but the Spirit of the Lord is upon us. Now turn over to Mark chapter 11. Mark chapter 11, very quickly. Mark chapter 11. Just follow me, follow me. We're going somewhere today. Listen, the Spirit of the Lord is upon us. Mark chapter 11, verse 22, Jesus replying, said to him, "Have faith in God constantly." Constantly, every single day. Constantly. Have faith in God. How long? How much? When? Constantly. Every day, every hour, every minute, every second, constantly. Truly, I tell you, whoever says to this mountain, you got to say something, be lifted up and thrown into the sea, does not doubt it all in his heart, but believes that what he says will take place, it will be done for him. For this reason, he says, I'm telling you, whatever you ask for in prayer, believe, trust, and be confident that it is granted to you, and you will get it. Somebody say, I will get it. Say it one more time. I will get it. Verse 23, and whenever you stand praying, if you have anything against anyone, forgive her, let it drop, leave it, let it go, in order that your Father who is in heaven may also forgive your own failings and shortcomings and let them drop. But if you do not forgive, neither will your Father in heaven forgive your failings and shortcomings. So I want you to turn over real quick. Listen, we have to say to our mountain, everybody say, mountain, be thou removed. Be thou cast into the sea. Now, what is your mountain? It could be anything. But in the mountain that we're talking about today is healing. The mountain is sickness, but you want healing. Is that all right? So we're talking about healing today because in order to get healing, we must hear first the word. And then we've got to say something. Why are we going to say? Because the Bible said, out of the abundance of the heart, what? The mouth is going to speak. So when I put the word in, then the mouth is going to speak what I've been putting in. And so whatever I downloaded is what's going to come out. So I got to download the word so the word will come out. Anybody with me today? Amen. So watch this. We've got to say to the mountain. Why and how do we say to the mountain? Why? Because the same Spirit that raised Christ Jesus from the dead is alive on the inside of you. If the same Spirit that raised Jesus from the dead and that Jesus raised Lazarus from the dead, the same Spirit that it was on the inside of him when he said, "Lazarus, come forth," is on the inside of you, then you can speak to the dead thing to live again. You can speak to healing to come to you when sickness is trying to attack you. You can speak to the mountain of discouragement. Maybe it's the financial lack. Whatever it is, you can speak the word of God and your mountain has to move. Amen. Why? Because you downloaded the word. The same Spirit that was in Christ Jesus. is now alive on the inside of you. How many believe that miracles still happen today? I said, miracles still happen today. I said, miracles still happen today. I was telling Pastor Mark last night, 2 weeks ago. 2 weeks ago. Everybody say 2 weeks ago. 2 weeks ago, I was doing a revival Friday, Saturday, Sunday. And I was there and we prayed for people and there's a lot of things happening. But on Sunday morning, I was praying. I was on the right side of the church. And I was praying. I went past right here. And this brother was standing right there. And I knew this brother was about to have a heart cath on Tuesday. And I went to turn around and the Lord said, pray for him. I turned around. I said, come here. And he came here. I said, I know what's fixing to happen on Tuesday, but I'm going to lay my hands on you and speak healing over you. And so I did. On Tuesday night, he calls me. I didn't know who it was. It's a strange number. I usually don't answer him. And I didn't answer him. He left me a voicemail. So I called him back. He said, Brother Jody. He said, you don't know this. He said, but I went to the doctor before you pray for me, and I had 70 to 80% blockage, and they was going to put a stent in. He said, I just came back from the doctor this morning, Tuesday morning. He said, he did another test, and he said, I don't understand it. He said, when I tested it first time, it was 70, 80%. Now it's only 30%. He said, I've never seen it go backwards. He said, you don't need a stent at all. Just go on home. If that was you, you'd be jumping up and shouting right now. Amen. So what am I saying? Miracles still do happen. Hallelujah. Somebody say, well, he didn't get healed all the way. How do you know? If he started the work, he can finish the work. Amen. He can complete what he started. That ain't up to me. It's up to me to have my faith and believe God to lay hands on him. And he said, lay hands on the sick and they shall recover. Amen. So I believe it's going down to zero. Amen. And so he was excited, so it got me excited too. So I'm telling you, so you'll get excited. Come on, let me see your pearly whites. Or the lack of. No, I'm just kidding, just kidding. Can I tell you, all things are possible to them that believe. I said, all things are possible to them that believe. How many are with me this morning? Acts 10:38, I love this scripture. Acts 10:38, how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth. Who anointed him? Say it again. Who anointed him?
God.
Who anointed him?
God.
How God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power. With the Holy Ghost and with power. Somebody tell you the Holy Ghost ain't for today, then why'd God anoint Jesus with the Holy Ghost then? If Jesus living on the side of you, you're anointed with the Holy Ghost. Well, praise the Lord. Should have thought about that before you got saved. No, I'm just kidding. But how God anointed Jesus with the Holy Ghost and with power. Watch this. Who went about doing good. He went about what? Doing good. Not bad. Not evil. Not mischief. He went about doing good. What was the good that he did? Next part's fixing to tell you. How God anointed Jesus with Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and power. Who went about doing good and healing all that were oppressed by the devil. Acts 10:38. So what was his good? He brought healing to everybody. So guess what? If we're anointed with the Holy Ghost and power, we should bring good to everybody we come in contact with. So therefore, we can bring healing to everybody that's oppressed by the devil. Anybody with me? Can you say amen? You say, are you doing this? Yes, I am. You know why? Watch this. 2 weeks ago, the week of the revival, the few days before I started that revival, I just told you about the guy got healed of the blockage. Watch this. I was in Ingles. It's a grocery store in our local town. And there's a deli there. And so sometimes I go in there and get a deli sandwich. And so I walked up and they have a little place here. They have all kinds of food there. And so I walked up. She said, what would you like to have? I said, 6-inch turkey sub. So she began to fix my sub. And she said, across from the thing, there was a woman standing right beside her. And across from the thing, she said, aren't you that preacher? It's amazing in your hometown. Amen. She said, aren't you that preacher? I said, yes, ma'am. She said, I've heard you before. I said, oh, you did? I said, I hope it was good. And she said, no, I really enjoyed it. And she was telling me what church you heard me at. I said, well, praise God. I said, hope to see you again. Hopefully, you know, you come back to one of our services. She said, yeah. So she finished with my sandwich. Anyway. All right, you'll get it. Amen. So I got my sandwich. Let me talk proper up here. Amen. Sandwich. And so I walk around. Now I'm showing you where. Okay, this deli has an L on it. So I have to walk right here and the cash register's right here. Now follow me. I got my sandwich there. I'm paying for it here. She said, you want a combo? I said, sure. So I got chips. She gave me a cup for a drink. So then the drink machine I grab and have to walk all the way back over here because the drink machine is over here. Now follow me. And so I'm fixing my drink, and I'm from Georgia, so I like sweet tea. Praise the Lord. Amen. So I fix me some sweet tea. So I grab my sandwich, grab my chips, grab my drink, walking back around to go out the front door. The lady that didn't serve me, but the lady beside her, said, excuse me, sir. I said, yes, ma'am. And so I walk over. She said, a lady here in our department had a stroke, and she's in the hospital. And I'm wondering if you would pray for her. And usually, kind gesture, yes, ma'am. We will pray for her tonight. God bless you. Have a good day. But something rose up on the inside of me. Come on, somebody. And it's called the Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost rose up beside of me. I said, yes, ma'am, we sure can right now. And so I'm holding my sweet tea, holding my sandwich and my chips. I can't reach across. Amen. I have no idea who's around. And I don't know if she's saved or not, but she asked for prayer. I gave her prayer. I said, Father, in the name of Jesus right now, whoever this lady is and wherever she's at, I release your healing anointing to go forth right now to that hospital room and I rebuke that stroke. I claim healing over her body. I command her heart to be normal, her blood vessels to be normal. I command that blood to flow properly to her brain, to every cell, every fiber of being. In the name of Jesus, I speak healing over her right now in Jesus' name. Right in that grocery store. I know y'all looking at me because you done messed up, missed it, didn't you? Amen. Praise the Lord. So what am I trying to say? I'm not bragging on you. I have no idea who the woman was. I've never seen that lady since. And I don't know who the lady was in the hospital. But I just believe God that God touched her. Amen. Anybody with me? Can you say amen? Amen. So too many times we want to ask them to come to our church and then we'll pray for them. Can I tell you the Spirit of the Lord is upon you in the grocery store. The Spirit of the Lord is upon you wherever you are, in your car, on the phone. Listen, we got some friends, Mark and Christy. I don't know if you know this, Mark and Christy. They texted me just 2 weeks ago. They found a cancer in her breast. And so they text me and I began to pray and I called him yesterday while I was driving up and I said, I believe God. And they went in for a second report and the second report, the doctor said, oh, it's not that bad. It's just a little small place. We're just going to remove it and she'll be just fine. Somebody say amen. I said, somebody say amen. And so I'm telling you, there's healing in your hands. There's healing in your voice. There's healing when the Word of God goes in and you believe it and you confess it out of your mouth. Anybody with me? Can you say amen? Hallelujah. I'm trying to get there. I'm trying to get there. So I need you to turn over to Mark. I'm in Matthew chapter 8. Matthew chapter 8 is my last scripture and I'm closing. Matthew chapter 8. Everybody with me? Can you say amen? Matthew chapter 8 and verse 16, watch what he says. When evening came, they brought to him many who were under the power of demons. And he drove out the spirits with a word and restored health to all who were sick. And thus he fulfilled what was spoken by the prophet Isaiah. He himself took, everybody shout took, in order to carry away our weaknesses and infirmities and bore away our diseases. The word took there is the same word that's Mark 11, 24, that where he said, if you will believe it, you can receive it or you can take it. Anybody with me? The word receive there means take. And here in Matthew, he said that Jesus took your infirmities. Now, I'm going to show you a live illustration and then we're going to dismiss. We're going to have altar call. We're not going to dismiss. We're going to have altar call. But watch this. I need some assistance. Can you help me, brother? Do you have the keys to your car?
Yep.
What kind of car you drive? A Buick. What year?
06.
06? How many miles?
108.
108. Praise the Lord. I would have drove my GMC, but it is paid for. It's an 03 with 315,000 miles on it. Original motor, original transmission. A lot of miles for the ministry. That's all I can say. Hallelujah. But instead of that, I decided to make sure that I could get here and... And I rented a car. So stand right here, sir, if you don't mind. So watch this. This is a physical illustration, but this is what happened spiritually. You got the keys of your vehicle?
Yes.
All right. So hand me the keys of your vehicle. So watch this. Now, actually, you just take it. So watch. Watch, watch. He represents people. I represent Jesus. Jesus knows this is a 2019 VW. Volkswagen. Y'all know what VW, y'all look at me like I'm crazy. Amen. VW, Volkswagen. All right, 2019 four-door VW. All right, it says it right there. Amen. But watch this. This is what Jesus did. He didn't come to you and say, well, I wonder if you'd like for me to die on the cross and take your sin. Well, I wonder if you'd like to be healed. He didn't ask nobody. Come on, somebody. He was in the garden praying. And the first thing he said, Lord, let this cup pass from me because I can't bear this cross. But then after praying a little more, come on, somebody, praying a little more and interceding, what did he say? Okay, Father, not my will, but thy will be done. I'll go to the cross. So watch this. Jesus went to the cross. He shed his last blood for you and for me. He was beaten, crown of thorns upon his head, nails in his wrists and his feet, beaten with a cat of nine tails, pierced in the side. They gambled for his robe. Watch this. And he didn't complain about none of it because he had you and me on his mind. And at the end of everything, this is amazing to me, after he was beaten and scourged and scorned and just ripped all to pieces, he had enough on the inside of him. He said, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. Watch this. Jesus died on the cross, number one, for your salvation. So watch. Jesus has salvation, a brand new vehicle. We have our old, dirty, rotten, sinful nature. Come on. Everybody follow me. I'm not picking on them. I have no idea what car he drives. I don't know any of them. Amen. Watch. So what happens? The great exchange happens. So the moment that we hear the word, Jesus saves, Jesus loves you, Jesus died on the cross for you, Jesus rose from the dead, Jesus is sitting at the right hand of the Father, he's praying for you, he don't want you to go to hell, he wants you to go to heaven, he wants you to be saved, he wants you to be washed and cleansed from all unrighteousness, he wants to give you life and life more abundantly. The moment that we hear, we have a choice. Jesus is offering. Watch. He's offering. He's offering the great exchange. So he takes your filthiness and he gives you righteousness. He takes what's bad and gives you what's brand new. The word salvation is a brand new species as never been before. You are the righteousness of God. You are the joint heir with Jesus Christ. Why? Because Jesus, the hope of glory, is on the inside of you. Amen. But if you don't hear, you can't receive. If you don't hear, you can't speak either. What? In order to get saved, what did you have to do?
Wait a minute.
In order to be saved, it's in my illustration, not yours. Praise the Lord anyway. I know what you're doing. I didn't tell you to get down. Amen. Praise the Lord. Follow instructions. We have a song at our house. Follow, follow, follow directions. Praise the Lord. Watch this. So watch. He didn't ask you if you wanted him to go to the cross. He went to the cross anyhow. But what did the Word of God say? You got to hear. Then you got to believe. And then you got to what? I say what? You got to confess. Somebody shout confess.
Confess.
Say it again. Say confess.
Confess.
So watch. So he comes. Come on, brother. Get your keys out. I'm not done. Somebody teach him how to follow directions. Praise the Lord. I'm praying for you, sister. Amen. So watch. The exchange. You're tired of the old. trying to do it your own way and ready for a new way, the way in Jesus. So watch, the same way exchanging for salvation is the same way exchanging for healing. Because He died on the cross for three things: salvation, healing, and provision. Anybody with me? So the same way, Isaiah chapter 53, He was wounded for my transgressions. He was bruised for my iniquities. The chastisement of my peace was upon Him. And by His stripes, I was, past tense. Come on now. Somebody say, healing ain't manifested yet. Well, it's already done. It just ain't showed up yet. But there's a fight in the heavenlies. What did He tell Daniel? He said, I heard you the first time you prayed, but He prayed for 21 days. Come on, somebody. Amen. And so the Lord heard you the first time. What you got to do, though, you got to keep believing in your heart. You got to keep speaking with your mouth until you see it show up in your life. Come on, somebody. And so you say, you got to offer this, brother. You can't have both. Amen. You don't want sickness and healing, do you? You want sin and salvation? Amen. You got to give up one. Praise the Lord. Work with me. Amen. Hallelujah. You're going to get there. You're going to get there. Amen. So He's trying to hold on to sin and give me salvation. Amen. All right. Praise the Lord. So watch this. We can tell we ain't practiced this. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
I usually get a pastor to work with me and it even seems worse. No, I'm just kidding, but not Pastor Mark. Not Pastor Mark. Amen. So watch. So what Jesus does when you say, by His stripes, I'm the healed of the Lord. Watch. He's already taken sickness from you. And He's already given healing to you.
Amen.
Anybody with me?
Amen.
It might not showed up yet. Yeah. Come on, somebody. Yeah. But it's yours for the taking.
Amen.
Somebody say, I receive it.
I receive it.
I got it. Amen. I am the healed of the Lord. Anybody
Amen.
With me?
Amen.
So the great exchange. So watch. You're believing God for finances. You're a sower. Come on, somebody. You're a giver. You're a tither. The Bible says that He would rebuke the devourer for your sake. What does the devil come immediately to do? To steal the word right out of you on Monday and on Saturday. Two worst days of your life. Monday to get you mad because you just got filled up on Sunday. Saturday to get you mad so you won't come Sunday. Well, praise the Lord. I'm just helping you out. Amen. I'm going back to Georgia today, but anyway. So finance is the other. He said that He has already blessed you with all earthly blessings. Somebody say, where are they at? Right? So what is the great exchange? It's believing God. Father, I give You the first fruits of my increase so that I can receive the blessing that You have for me and the increase You have for me. More than enough. Come on, somebody. Anybody with me? I said, anybody with me? There's a great exchange. And so if you can get this in your spirit, why? Because the devil wants you to think that you got to live with that sickness because mama had it, because daddy had it, because grandma had it, because grandpa had it. The devil is a liar. I draw a line in the sand. The blood is against you. Come on, somebody. I plead the blood. And when you plead the blood, listen, if the death angel had to pass over the doorpost in the Old Testament when He told Moses to sprinkle the blood, I believe that the blood of Jesus is stronger than the blood of goats and rams. So I plead the blood. No weapon formed against me is going to prosper. In Jesus' name. It's an exchange. Come on, somebody. I said it's an exchange. But watch this. I'm going to show you one more thing. I'm closing. Watch this. Jesus says, here's salvation. Here's healing. And here's provision. Just like everybody else does. Jesus says, here's salvation, here's healing, here's provision. Just like everybody else does. Jesus says, here's healing. The violent take it. Come on. The violent what? You got to give up what you got, brother. Amen. It's an exchange. He said, cast all you care upon Him. Take peace. Take joy. Amen. Come on, somebody. The violent take it, and they'd have to take it by force. You know what by force means? By force is kind of like a bulldog tenacity. You grab a hold of that, and you do not let go. You grab a hold of what? The Word of God. By His stripes, I am the healed of the Lord. I am the healed of the Lord. I speak to this mountain. If it's sickness, be thou removed. Be thou cast in the sea. I will not doubt in my heart, but I believe whatever I say shall surely come to pass. I am the healed of the Lord.
Amen.
Anybody with me? Can he say amen?
Amen?
And so there's an exchange that happens every single time. Whether you believe it or not, there's an exchange. Why? Jesus has already done it, but you might not be living in it. Come on, somebody. And there's a fight up in the heavenlies trying to stop it from getting to you. So don't ever think that your faith is not working. Well, praise the Lord.
Amen.
Don't ever think that your faith is not working. Don't ever doubt that your faith is not working. Don't ever doubt that the Word is not working for you. God didn't say how long it would take. Come on, somebody. You prayed for your children to be saved how many times? How many months? How many years? But when they get saved, isn't it all worth it? I said, isn't it all worth it? So I can't put a timetable on it. All I know is I got it. I have it now. If it didn't come today, tomorrow, I have it now. If it don't come tomorrow, Tuesday, I have it now. If it don't come Tuesday, I got it Wednesday. I have it now.
Yeah.
It's mine in Jesus' name. Come on, somebody.
Amen.
You got to speak by faith. But you guess what you got to do? In order to speak it, in order to believe it, you got to what? Hear it. That's why we started off with hearing. Can you give this guy a hand? Amen. Praise God. God bless you. Listen, He took your sin. He took your disease. He took your pain. He took your discouragement. He took your lack of peace. He took your sorrow. He took all of that to replace it with everything that He is. And He's joy. He is peace. He is salvation. He is healing. He is fulfillment. He's provision. Come on, you'll never see the righteous forsaken, nor see the begging bread. My God has more than enough. Amen. He has more than enough. Diamond doorknobs, streets of gold, walls of jasper, gates of pearl. Don't you think God has more than enough? Amen. If He created heaven with all that, I don't need all that. I just need a block of gold off the street. Come on, somebody. Amen. Hallelujah.
That concludes today's message. For more information about Oasis Church, please visit myoasischurch.com. Thanks for listening.